Welcome back, friends. The four ends of Holy Mass, the traditional understanding, adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, supplication, acts. I have a link to an article that can to be considered from the Catholic Gentleman, and we're going to focus in on the aspect of thanksgiving. All that we are and have comes from God's generous hand. Every good, every blessing finds its source in God alone, and our very existence is dependent on His will. In response to God's endless generosity, which we often don't even notice, thanksgiving is the only acceptable response. And guess what? True gratitude is one of the most joyful feelings we can have. I would maintain, says Chesterton, that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. And that, my friends, it is beautiful. And that is exactly what Holy Mass should be, an experience of happiness doubled by wonder.
I like that. I'm going to write that down. That's Chesterton.
Oh.
I mean, I've heard many of Chesterton's little pithy thoughts, but that one's pretty good, right?
Yes.
I just think that that's so true, right? I mean, when you come into a recognition of your own poverty, then everything, you have to say thank you for everything.
You do say thank you for everything. Everything. And it's, I've said this probably before, and it certainly bears repeating, that I will probably spend most of my heaven, if not almost all of it, thanking people.
Yeah.
I have so much, you know, I have so much, so many people, my ancestors or teachers or the casual passerby, and also those who I may not even think they were so pleasant at the time, but proved to be.
The truth, yeah.
Yes. Right. A lot of gratitude.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and it's so, I don't know, I just love that. Gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. I mean, how can you not, like today, yesterday when I was driving to pick up my daughter from work, the heavens were just, I mean, they were on fire. It was so unbelievably beautiful. And I thought to myself, I don't even know if there's a name for that color.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, what do you call that? How did you make that? Because it literally looked like the sky was, I don't know. It's indescribable, but the trees looked like they were luminescent. They looked like they were glowing from the inside out. It was so profoundly beautiful. And I think just on its face, the sky itself is so beautiful that how could you not look at it and not think, wow, thank you. I don't know who, I mean, even if you don't know who made it, if you're unwilling to accept the fact that a loving God made something so beautiful for you, be thankful anyway.
Right.
I mean, you gotta be thankful for that.
That's right. Cows don't look up and say thank you. They just don't. Let us take the advice of Ignatius, Evagrius, Teresa of Avila, and when the spirit of malaise afflicts us, let us run with confidence to the Father, fight back, and recall these three things. And we got that from the Eight Doors of the Kingdom, Father Jacques Philippe. It's the Beatitudes. Oh, you know, he's a master around. We just love him here. And he said something. He just crystallized Trinity. One, the Father's love towards us. Two, the example we have of Jesus. And three, baptized, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Father's love, the example of Christ, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Sarah has mentioned those three things throughout this conversation. We dwell on that. We reflect on that. We are, you know, then truly, we can have the peace that I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. That's right. Those three things are not as the world gives it. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Amen.
All right. Well, that is...
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Till then, be days. Evrachi.